call the meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Barrett?
Excused.
Jay?
Here.
Kurt?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Nancy?
Yes.
Cindy?
Excused.
Mark?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the regular assembly meeting of October 17th, 2016, and it's now time for the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, it's now time for approval of the meeting minutes from the regular meeting of September 19th. I'd entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Second.
Moved by Member Greger, seconded by Member Strand to approve the minutes from the meeting of September 19th. Is there any changes? Seeing none, we'll leave those as they stand. Is there any amendments to tonight's agenda, or is there a motion to approve as is?
Mr. Mayor, if I might, I'd like to add a discussion item related to the amount of time it takes for planning and zoning to give approval for a permit and what we might need to do to make some changes. But I'd like to, if we could, add that as a discussion item at the end.
Okay, so we will put that down under 17C.
Thank you.
And I agree, that's something I've talked to the manager about, and we are going to address that because we need to be able to move forward with business in town if people can't get variances and certain permits and stuff addressed in a timely fashion. Anything else? Okay, we'll add that to discussions. Remind me if I forget, please. Public hearings, I see none listed for the meeting tonight. No bid awards. Is there any visitors' views related to the agenda tonight? None. We'll move to the next item. Is there any visitors' views unrelated to items on tonight's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move forward to board, commission, and committee reports. And I believe Janet Holton has a report for us from the Historic Preservation Commission. Thank you, Janet. Hold on 1 minute, Jen. Do we need to stop for a second, Joe?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure, not. Sorry about that.
And now you could sing.
Okay. Well, I'll just briefly say we've met. We've had one member resign. We've had somebody interested in the position, and those two items are before you tonight. So that's why I thought it might be a good idea to come forward and tell you what we've been doing. We're at the very, very early stages of the commission. Been looking over the ordinance to try to, you know, realize what our goals and responsibilities and duties and powers are, as outlined in the document that we are bound by. And we've had several people, after our first meeting, and people saw that in the paper, had several contacts from various members of the public who actually don't live here, and but used to. And so they've given us ideas on what they think might be some good things to move forward with. And we've also heard from Summer Rickman from the Alaska Office of History and Archaeology. Been very beneficial to helping us get started and where we might go. And right now, we are, as I said before, at the very early stages. We're just trying to define our role and move forward. So we are working with everybody that has come forward and has wanted to, has given us input. So we are going to have two vacancies at the end of this year. One is Glow from the representing the Claussen Museum. She has indicated an interest in continuing to serve. And so you'll be seeing something else come down the pike a little later on, closer to that time. Also, member Stanton Greger here, is his term is up at the end of December, and he has indicated that he would like to step aside, so that might be something for you guys to be considering, you know, who might take his place as a member of the Assembly. So we have currently Don Nelson, Glo Wallen, John Kangas, myself, Jay Stanton Greger, Polly Lee has resigned, Jill Williams is hoping to serve. So, and we also have one vacancy that has continued to be vacant from the Planning Commission. So that's where we stand right now. So is there any, do you have any questions or?
Questions of Janet on the Historic Preservation Committee?
Oh, one other thing. We didn't decide this really as a group because people had to go, but the discussion after, and it's very casual, and the discussion afterward, the members want to meet quarterly at the very least. Some want to meet way more than that. We were looking at that and trying to make sure that we continue, that we move forward, that we and that we fulfill our obligation as members of the commission.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
For your report. Okay, that was the only report of the committee report. Now that brings us to the consent agenda. There's one item there, item 16-270, and that's authorization to accept additional grant funds in the amount of $15,000 for a total award of $58,700 from the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. And that will be used to help fund public safety vehicle communications equipment. So I would entertain a motion to authorize this, to accept this grant.
So move.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion's been made by Member Strand, seconded by Member Wallhuter to authorize the acceptance of this grant. Any discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, that has been passed unanimously. The next item on the agenda is the mayor's report. Assembly appointments that we do annually after every election. Well, it won't be detailed or popped up. The assembly meets the first Monday of each month at 12 noon or third Monday of each month at 6 p.m. in the assembly chambers. The agenda for the assembly meeting is set by the mayor. Items for the agenda may be submitted to the mayor through the office of the borough clerk. Current assembly members, myself, Bob Lynn, Cindy Lagadakis, Nancy Strand, Eric Castro, Kurt Wallhuter, and Jay Stanton Greger. I would like to keep, if there's no opposition or no changes that the assembly wants to see, the appointments the same. Southeast Conference rep would be myself. Alaska Municipal League rep would be myself. Liaison to the Harbor Board will be Kurt Wallhuter. Liaison to Public Safety Advisory Board appointment was Nancy Strand. Elected official to the Local Emergency Planning Commission was also Nancy Strand. One other thing we did last year is we had Bob Lynn be the representative from the Assembly to the Land Selections Committee, and I would like to keep that the same as well. And that's something we're going to have to get activated again as that selections committee. On the way back from Anchorage on 19th of November, the manager and I are going to stop in Juneau and visit with Randy Ruero, chief of staff from Senator Stedman's office and our lobbyist, and just kind of come up with a plan to move forward with that land selection, just to see how DNR is going and maybe try to ask for some more land like other boroughs have done in the region. So if there's no objections, we will move forward with that as long as everybody's willing to stay in those positions. I don't see anybody shaking their head. So, also, Petersburg Economic Development Council meets at the discretion of the PEDC board, and Nancy Strand was the mayor's designee. And if she would like to remain in that position, that would be great. So, with that being said, where are we here? We'll move on to the mayor's report. October 4th, 2016 municipal election, 1,129 qualified voters participated in our October 4th election, which is a little over 41% of our total registered voters. Good turnout. Thank you to all who took the time to vote. And we're seeking letters of interest. The borough is seeking letters of interest from Petersburg residents willing to serve on the following boards, commissions until the October 27th municipal election. We have one vacant seat on the school board, three vacant seats on the hospital board, one on the planning commission, and one on the public safety advisory board. In addition, there is one vacant seat on the historic preservation commission serving as the representative of the planning commission. So put your name in if you have the spare time. It's nice to have full boards to help through this process. An appointee to the Historic Preservation Commission will serve until December 31st of 2016. So it's a short one there. And then
you'll see if you like it.
Yeah, hopefully you'll like it, and we'll sign you up for another year. And letters of interest may be addressed to the borough clerk and emailed to dthompson@petersburgak.gov or mailed to Box 329, Petersburg. Janet mentioned earlier, Historic Preservation Commission resignation and appointment. The Historic Preservation Commission unanimously recommends the Assembly accept a letter of resignation from Pauline Lee and a letter of interest to serve on the commission from Jill Williams. Thank you to Mrs. Lee for all her time served, and Ms. Williams for your time and efforts and your willingness to move forward. Excuse me. And we have a hospital board appointment. George Doyle submitted a letter of interest to serve on the hospital board until October 2017 municipal election. Thank you, Mr. Doyle, for your willingness to serve. And we're, hold on a second, I need to put a frog in my throat here. Okay, a couple meetings, informational meetings that'll be coming to town soon. Pesticide General Permit Information Meeting. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation will hold an information forum regarding the renewal of a pesticide general permit for discharges from the application of pesticides to waters of Alaska on Wednesday, November 9th at 6 p.m. And that will be in the PIA conference room at 15 North 12th Street. And that's where the assembly meets currently. Also, Alaska Mental Health Trust Information Meeting. The Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office will hold a public meeting to discuss their plans to harvest trees above Mitkoff Highway if the land exchange with the Forest Service does not pass Congress by January 15, 2016.
Oops, 17. My error. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's passed.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Debbie, for that clarification. On Thursday, October 27th at 7 p.m. at the Sons of Norway Hall. Back up a second here. I think there was something I missed, maybe. Oh. So that's it for the mayor's report, and now the manager's not here this evening, so the borough clerk offered to read the manager's report. So thank you, Debbie.
Sure. Representatives of the Rasmussen Foundation and Alaska Community Foundation were able to visit the Children's Center last week and tour the new classrooms. Great to show off this community project to out-of-town funders and talk about other projects on the horizon. Next week, Sandy Dixon will be attending the Fall Preparedness Conference and Local Emergency Planning Committee Association meeting in Anchorage. Attendance is Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management Grant Requirements. Sandy and Fire Chief Weldy attended the oil spill response presentation by ADEC. Three EMS people went to EMS Expo last week to attend classes and trek through a vendor show, no cost to the borough. Volunteers are in the elementary school grades kindergarten through fifth for fire prevention this week, October 9th through the 15th. Oh, that was last week. But that's cool that they did that. Hiring processes is still underway to fill two corrections officer, dispatch, and one police officer position. We're receiving limited interest. Staff is working long hours and on some regular days off to cover the gaps. Valdez dispatch supervisor Lori Mott was here last week and assisted the staff at the PD with further records management training. Staff is scheduled for firearms training, this is the PD again, and qualifications on October 19th and October 20th. Power and Light is trying to make sure all streetlights are working in preparation for Halloween. They've done a survey, but would also appreciate public input on any lights that are not working properly. Planning is now complete for providing the new electric service to the municipal building while keeping the old police department energized. Public Works staff completed the install of a new French drain at the bottom of Surf Street, and Secon has patched the road. With the dry weather, there has not been an opportunity to determine its effectiveness. Probably not now, Carl. Can we determine it now? Looking good, says Carl, in capturing groundwater since the install. Staff is researching a covered water valve box on Fram Street at the Napa building and will be patching this street with concrete prior to winter. There has been quite a bit of interest in the old brass sidewalk inlays that were salvaged from Main Street. Various businesses have requested them for small concrete or paving projects in order to reuse these pieces of our history. So far, the Public Library, Icicle Seafoods, Viking Travel, and Harbor Way Parts have used some of these inlays or have plans to use them in future projects. The drive-down bulkhead construction project is on schedule. Tamiko is back on site, driving fender piles and reinstalling and connecting the light poles. Substantial completion should be met by the end of October. Glow got back from the Harbor Master Conference in Dutch Harbor last week and looks forward to Petersburg hosting the conference with approximately 100 attendees next year, October 2nd through the 6th. ADEC provided the public with an oil response presentation on Tuesday, October 11th, followed by a demonstration assisted by harbor staff of how to use and deploy the oil response equipment along the waterfront. The Borough's Harbor Department houses and monitors this equipment on behalf of ADEC. And I'd just like to add that actually the gentleman with ADEC that was here and did the class came to see me and totally complimented our borough staff, the Harbor, Public Works, everybody that was involved, everybody that will actually take care of the problem if it happens. He said, we have it together, so that was very nice.
Good. So we'll move forward. Unfinished business, no items listed there. New business, under new business, item 16-268 is authorization for Manager Giesbrick to sign a cost share agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for a feasibility study for navigation improvements to the South Harbor. I would entertain a motion to authorize this.
So move.
For a second.
Second.
Moved by Member Strand, seconded by Member Greger to approve this expenditure. And at the August 1st, 2016 meeting, the Assembly approved a $325,000 expenditure from the Harbor Department Reserves Fund, a 50-50 match with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to perform a feasibility study for a South Harbor dredge project to remedy increased shallowing depths that are impacting efficient use of portions of the harbor. And I had a conversation with the harbor master today, and she explained actually the borough or the Corps puts up the first $100,000 of the study, and then we start the 50-50 match. Any discussion or questions of Glow on this, or Bob?
Yes, I have a question. Glow, down under the item, I'll find it here, item E on page 27 there, where it says the term maximum federal study cost means $1.5 million federal cost limits for the study. unless the government has approved a higher amount and includes the first $100,000 of costs, which Mark just talked about. Is that total cost for both parties, or what the Fed?
Their portion.
Their portion.
Yeah.
And so if we have to put more than $325,000 in it, does that then come back to the Assembly for approval?
Hello, and I talked about this today. It was pointed out to me today by a finance director that there's a, in Section 3, Item D, I think, there's a, if there is any much more money required, the Corps will require the non-government participants, us, well, I guess that's the way it's phrased. I left my notes at home. But, you know, so they could ask for more money, and we have 60 days to respond?
It's in the contract, yes,
right.
60 days to respond.
Right, like Glow said, you could step away from this at any time.
Yeah, they made it very clear from the beginning. If we get to the point where we feel uncomfortable or we feel that it's not worth our effort, we all we have to do, either parties, is to notify each other, and we step away from the...
Okay.
So under D, it says the non-federal, the government shall provide the non-federal sponsor, so us, with written notice of the amount of additional funds required.
Right.
So they will definitely notify us. The reason probably they put that cap of $1.5 million is that the entire amount that the feds, that the Corps puts up for these small places like Alaska, Puerto Rico, American Samoa, all of these outlying areas, is only approximately $20 million. So you could use a lot of that project money up in studying something to death. And so they've tried to put a cap to that. Because Anchorage, you know, we're in the same, kind of in the same category as places in Alaska that we would consider fairly large.
I understand that. But I guess where I'm going is, and if they put a cap of $1.5 million on it, then theoretically, unless we could approve it up for our half, then up to $1.5 million at one, if it had to go that high. As I see it. I mean, we can have in-kind services and so forth. In other words, when I read this contract, there's nothing in here that limits where the amount we could spend. We could actually spend $5 million.
Yeah, we can spend, we could study it to death.
Yes, exactly.
But right now we're kind of on the hook for $325.
$325, right. And anything above that then comes back to the Assembly for approval, is my question.
I would imagine any expenditure $30,000 would have to come to the Assembly again.
Okay.
But, you know, the last time I talked to the manager about this, he was in favor of this because we would have the study in hand. And even if it didn't work out where we move forward with, you know, afford, you know, being able to afford the dredging project, my hope would be that when we talked about this way back, was that it could work out where the Corps is responsible for maintenance dredging of the ingress and egress of the harbor. I guess that's what you call it.
The
main thoroughfare.
Yeah.
So I guess we won't know until we get the study. So.
Right. We have to enter into this agreement. And once they take it on and realize that there is actually a federal responsibility here, then they kind of embrace the whole thing. They embrace the whole harbor. So in 20, 30 years down the line when we have to do the southern end, that was dredged 15 years ago, they're going to pick up their share of it. They also realize that Petersburg is beginning to max our capacity, and they feel that what could come out of this study is also probably rationale for another harbor basin somewhere along the waterfront that they would go and identify, put in on behalf of us, similar to our situation in the North Harbor, and then they're on the hook for forever to take care of it. So, you know, I think it's a wonderful opportunity that wasn't there very many years ago. We've worked a long time to get to this point with our delegation in D.C., the entire state. And so we were the second harbor, our North Harbor was the second harbor to take part in this when it was initially implemented. And so we're again kind of on the cutting edge of what hopefully the future holds. So I'm really encouraged. And we're dealing with Anchorage. This is the Alaska district, and so they're Alaskans that we're dealing with, and we've dealt with them, and like I said, in the North Harbor, and so they're very, very accommodating and really want to do this work on behalf of our community and on behalf of, you know, how it helps the federal interests. So I'm thrilled this opportunity. So
thank you.
Any other questions of GLOW or discussion on this? And one thing I think we would get out of this study as well is the volume of dredging that would be necessary.
Yeah, we, you know, they're basing a lot of the numbers that they speculated on in the initial information that you got in August was based on the North Harbor spoils. And we got 23,000 cubic yards, which is what we removed and gave to Carl. And we figure that there's probably double that, probably closer to 50,000 cubic yards. So again, once we get to that point, we'll have real numbers. We'll know exactly what we can afford. And I think the Corps will work with us on that, in that if we can only afford $1 million worth of work, they'll do $1 million worth of work. So I don't think we're going to get to the point where they say, okay, it's all or nothing. But we'll get there. We'll see.
Since it is a concern for getting rid of the spoils, the dredging, part of the study, does that include ideas?
Yes.
To dispose of it?
Yep, it does. And, you know, they'll come to us and we'll have to work with the state depending on, you know, if it comes back as contaminated. Now we know that we sit in kind of a situation where our comparables are the Columbia River. So a lot of times we just come back as toxic because it's good Alaska soil. It's not Columbia River soil. And so, but, you know, we'll have to go through and get all of those details.
Okay, thanks for the information, GLOW. And seeing no more discussion, will the clerk call the roll?
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Okay, authorization to move forward with the Army Corps of Engineers feasibility study, at least for $325,000 worth from our contribution, moves forward. I see nothing under communications. Assembly discussion items. Is there anybody that has any recognitions? I see none listed on the agenda. So I guess there is no recognitions this evening. And so now it's item B is discussion item about the Kuprinoff, Papke's Landing, and Entrance Island docks. And today we talked about a little bit on borough business, and we received another written comment today, but we've been receiving written comments for months now, so I think we'll close the written comment period, and we'll start taking action on this on the first meeting in November. So we'll move forward with that, and I believe the clerk has a summary of all the written testimony, except for the one we received today, so that'll be presented to us, and I would imagine we will do this in a ordinance form in three readings, because unless we decide to, in the first reading, just not accept them at all, then it's a done deal, in my opinion.
Could it be done by resolution?
I think resolution is more appropriate than ordinance.
Possibly. Okay, then we can do it.
Because ordinance is a borough law, basically. And this.
Okay, you set a law, and this is so. Okay, during. I think we should have a public hearing then.
I agree. I think you guys actually need to talk about it a little bit so I know what to put in the resolution. Right?
Well, we need. Yeah, it's going to be kind of a, in my opinion, a work in progress. We're going to have to decide if we want them.
So a resolution's down the road.
Right.
But I do think it should be something you talk about and can.
We need to start taking action on
it. You need to make some decisions, yes. And public hearing we definitely should have. Maybe even I don't know what you think, but at least for one meeting.
Well, we have till January to make our decision. I talked to Mike Lukshin today from DOT. He was wondering where we stood, and we haven't replied to their offer, which was all three for $750,000-ish or whatever it was. And I know we beat it back and forth a number of times, and if we thought it was worth it. So maybe the next step, if this seems logical to the assembly, would be to go over the summary of all the written comments and have a public hearing at the same time. And then from there, draft some kind of a resolution with an official position to the state.
Sounds good.
Whether it's take one, two, or none, or...
And I think also, Mr. Mayor, too, it might be important at that time during that discussion to maybe lay out what the ordinances are and what are the responsibilities of the borough are at this particular point. We can't just take the $750,000 and then just let them be cobbled together, because if the borough has it and we have the liability of it, then it has to be brought up to certain standards. I mean, all of these numbers need to be out there so everybody knows what we've been hearing and what we've been playing with. So that would have been something that we need to bring up at that time. And then, because, I mean, we can't go back to the 60s, you know, and just have log floats. And it's a little more complicated than that. So anyway, just so people don't think that, you know, we haven't been thinking of their comments. And boy, I wished we could go back to the 60s, but times have changed. And so we've got liabilities and obligations that we have to fulfill to be able to accept these things. So,
well, maybe I could put together something with information that we've gathered from what we've learned from the state, as, for instance, whether we can, if we can, how we would give the Kuprinoff float to the city of Kuprinoff and that kind of thing. Maybe I can do a little sheet.
Yes, perfect. Okay. Perfect, yes.
You know, and the state is just waiting for our reply at this point. So, previous conversation with the DOT, Mike Lukshin, again, was if we decided, for instance, that we didn't want to take Inference Island, originally the offer was $500,000 from the state for all three, and then GLO negotiated, you know, maybe it was around Christmas time, I think is what Lukshin told me, so the up to ante, the 750 or whatever the number is now, but if we decided not to take all three, the number would shrink. So you can't, I don't think we can expect to get the offered amount for just taking one harbor or one of the facilities. They actually, you know, they obviously want to get rid of all of them, it seems like to me. So any ideas? Do you think we're have a public hearing and then go over the summary and then see what we can and can't do and what our legal obligations are as far as keeping things up to certain standards?
Yeah. And I think Debbie's idea of a summary of what we've learned is probably very important, both for us and the public, so we're all on the same page, so to speak.
And maybe I could ask GLO to help me a little bit figure out what it would cost us to maintain, you know, the docks and things like that.
Depreciation, et cetera.
Yeah, and, you know, at future costs.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
At least estimates.
And in the conversation with the Harbor Master today, we talked about the Harbor Board's opinion on this, and they won't be having a meeting until possibly early November. So, I mean, I could see this process taking maybe three meetings, so not in ordinance form, but, you know, public hearings and
yes,
trying to decide what's going to work, if anything will work. And Bob, you mentioned you had some ideas maybe we could talk about down the road, one of these meetings about
on funding those. Yes, I have some ideas, but I think it's kind of a, just like you're talking about, kind of a stage one, two, and three, and I'd be willing to talk about those at the next session or the following one, but some of them I have would depend on where we want to go with it, you know.
So actually what we're doing is using the public's input and the, you know, through public hearings and the written comments already to come up with a draft resolution to move forward or to not accept them at all. Okay, well, any other discussion on this item? I'm sure we'll have more people in the room at the next meeting. Well, with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Well, we forgot.
Oh, Bob, one more. See, you had to remind me. I was trying to get out of here in half an hour. 17C, it's, Bob wants to talk about planning and zoning ideas, and I agree this is important.
Yeah. After we got done with the last hearing, one of the items there was the amount of time it took to actually get a permit. And in our climate, I think it's unreasonable for anybody to wait 3 months for a permit from planning and zoning. And I understand that there's times they can't meet. I understand that there's all kinds of contingency, but I think it's time that we take a look at what we might want to do. I think 45 days, anybody who makes application should have an answer within 45 days, is my opinion. But in order to do that, in talking with both Steve and some other folks and Liz, we may need to have a charter change in order to make some changes. My idea would be that if the planning and zoning does not meet or does not have a quorum and there is a permit on board, that either Steve and or the planning director can make that decision. That allows the assembly to be the board if there's a problem with it. And I'd like to see the manager Debbie look at some options that we might do, because my understanding, as I say, we have to change the charter just slightly in order to do something like this. But I don't know this for sure. But I'd like to hear anybody else see what their opinion is related to this also.
If the planning and zoning couldn't rectify a permit application, then it can't go to the assembly next, because if the person, if they couldn't, if someone approved it, then we wouldn't, if the assembly approved it, we couldn't,
Right. The board of adjustment.
Yeah. So yeah, that has to be a middle person.
Right. No, I'm not saying. I'm saying the middle person would be either Steve and or Liz. Yeah.
Right.
And make the decision.
I agree. We need to have some mechanism there where we could keep the ball rolling when people are trying to do projects.
Matt, I asked, what's the, what is oftentimes the holdup? I mean, I understand we don't always have a quorum, but we don't always have, people that are interested, that can meet because they're out in the summertime fishing. But is there just disinterest in the Planning and Zoning Board that they just don't want to meet when these applications come up, or, they don't want to, do they have, I remember one of the board members that we had on the Harbor Board at one time, we were kind of a loose board and we would kind of meet when we thought we needed to meet. But this person said, we need to start meeting at least one specific time a month. Does the planning and zoning have that same kind of?
They are supposed to, yes.
And they are
to meet once a month. And actually, I have to say, they met in May, mm-hmm. June, August, mm-hmm. and September. They just missed July, but mm-hmm. there was a few things that happened in the most recent incident. Mm-hmm. One was an honest staff error where the application didn't even get given to planning and zoning. It was paper-clipped to a building permit, so they didn't know it was there. So it mm-hmm. missed the May meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Then came the June meeting, and they put it before the P&Z, the application first, and then the P&Z schedules a public hearing. So that's a month from then. Maybe something like that can be cleaned up. Maybe rather than the P&Z saying, oh, yeah, look, we have this, let's schedule a public hearing, maybe staff can just put a public hearing on the agenda, kind of like, what we do. That's a possibility.
Yeah.
So there are some other ways that we can try to speed things up as well,
I believe. The quorum, though, as I see it, Debbie, is the problem. If you have the, and we've had numerous times now we've not had quorum.
It has happened. It has in the past, yes. And I couldn't answer as to why, to be honest with you, Kurt. Liz would probably need to be able to answer that.
I would just add, regardless of the why, if someone's applied for a building permit, want to do X, Y, or Z project, they should have a reasonable expectation to have an efficient response to their application, regardless of whether it be quorum or otherwise. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You're on the right track, Member Lynn.
So maybe we might, maybe mining that same vein that Bob is on, is it maybe a borough staff member could fill in as, maybe through the charter, fill in as a board member to fulfill that quorum.
Oh, the empty seat. Oh,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Another
and that way there then. I mean, if somebody wants to volunteer, they could do something like that if we're just missing one person.
That way,
they wouldn't be in any conflict with, the board of, with us if there was ever any discrepancies over the permit.
That'd be a good thing to run by the attorney to see if
try to take a charter change also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it would, but yes, we'll have to mm-hmm. see what the attorney says. But it's a good idea.
Okay, any more discussion on item 17C? Now that we remembered we had it. Okay, seeing none, now I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move. Second it.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.